Good afternoon and welcome to our weekly interviews with the head coaches of the Milan Wildcats. It's Nathan Simler. First up, we'll have a head coach, Andrea Dabney, of the new number one ranked team in the state in Class 2, the Milan boys, coming up here in about 10 minutes. I was joking with Coach Simler that we like to go over who the teams have played since we talked last, what the schedule is coming up. If we talked in detail about all those games, Coach, we'd be here until about 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we played a lot of games since last time we talked.
Overall, and we were kind of talking off the air a little bit, you're seeing some good things from the girls, but that consistency thing. Sometimes they come out and they play real well, and then sometimes they just can't seem to put things together. Is that the biggest battle right now?
That's the biggest battle right now. A lot of things, it's the little things, and we've talked about it over and over again. It's just a little box out, a little close out, a little rebound, a little finishing a layup. I mean, those are little things that are a difference between winning close games and losing close games.
So let's go back to Monday, because that's, you know, there's so much of the buzz, just not only in Sullivan County, but around the area. You got Katie Pauley scoring 57, and you have Brooke Littrell scoring 57. And, you know, you just told me, and it's understandable, it was a very enjoyable game, but frustrating because you scored that many points and you couldn't find a get a victory over your rival.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see that out of your team, and they have a player that scores like that, and also being a freshman scoring like that. But, I mean, since we pride ourselves on our defense so much, I mean, we just didn't have much of it that night, and I just had to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out why.
Yeah, with Brooke Littrell, too, I've compared her favorably with Sierra Michaelis back in the day for Mercer, because she's a player with, you know, the body of a forward, probably could play some center, too, but she has guard skills, and that makes her really tough to stop.
Yeah, Brooke's a great ball player. I mean, she's grown drastically over the last couple of years, and, I mean, she has so many things to offer, so many weapons, and, I mean, she's one of those ball players that you'd love to have on your team, but then you hate to see the play against her. But, I mean, yeah, she's a really good ball player.
Katie Pauley on your side, Coach, 57 points. I mean, my goodness, we knew the sort of potential that she has, but to shatter those sort of records for a freshman statewide and all the things that she did, what can you say about her?
Katie Pauley is a coach's dream. I mean, she is a hard-nosed ball player, but she has an IQ level of a very high IQ level, and then, I mean, she's a great teammate. She's a great player all around, and she just wants to win. I mean, she doesn't care about her stats. She doesn't care about how many points she scored. She didn't even know how many points she had, and she just wanted to play basketball and win the ball game, help win the ball game. So she did a great job.
So overall, and like I said, we could talk forever and ever about all the games that you've played. But in Holiday Hoops, you had that tough loss to Marceline, which certainly was a little bit on the controversial side with maybe a little bit of a scoring faux pas on that. Knox County, that's a good team that was kind of outside my radar, but they gave you some trouble on that game a couple of days after Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, Knox is a good team, and they're very solid. We saw them earlier in the year, and they beat us by 20. We came into the Holiday Hoops, and we had a few really big letdowns in the second quarter and the third quarter. And, I mean, they beat us by 13. I think if we would have cut those letdowns down, it would have been a really close game. So I think it's going to be, we're getting it all figured out going into the district play.
You went 1-2 at the Marceline tournament. You got back at Marceline and beat them on their home floor. That had to feel good. And yeah, from what I know, and I'm not sure what South Shelby has this year, but I know they're a really strong traditional program, and Brookfield's pretty good this year too. So you lost to those two. You beat Marceline. You went 1-2, and nobody really wants to go 1-2 in a tournament. But from the level of competition, it sounds like, just from playing those three teams, that make you better in the long run.
It will. I mean, it showed me and showed my team that the little things is what's beating us right now. South Shelby game, I mean, we missed, I think it was 42 shots, and 20 of them were layups. And so those are little things we got to fix. The Brookfield game, our defense was a little flat, and so those are little things we got to fix. So I think that really opened my team's eyes up to what little things make a big difference in the long run.
Yeah, to me, too, it's kind of the most important step that your team has taken this year, is that in past years you've lost games just because you didn't have the firepower or the talent to compete against a team on the opposite side of the floor. Now you're in a ton of close ball games where little things are either winning the game or they're losing the game, and that's kind of a new situation for some of the girls to be in.
Yeah, some of the girls haven't experienced this kind of level of play yet. They haven't been on that big stage, and, I mean, when I say big stage, when you have the number one ranked team, boys team, that's very powerful, playing after you or before you, I mean, brings a big crowd. I mean, we're bringing a big crowd to ourselves because we're very enjoyable to watch, but the girls just need to get mentally focused so they can play on those events.
So last night, I listened on my way back from Lawson, did the Trenton girls game, got some food in me, and then listened to Dennis on the way back, and boy, oh boy. And we know Buckland's struggling a little bit, but that sounded like a game where the girls got pretty healthy with their level of play. Sounded like a great game for the Lady Cats last night.
Yeah, for scoring-wise, it was across the board. We had a really good scoring across the board. It wasn't just one or two players. I mean, we had one, two, three, five girls in double figures. We passed the ball. We really prided ourselves on getting defensively stops and just pushing the ball on offense.
So you didn't want to be in third place in the third place game. Certainly, you want to be playing for the championship Saturday. But once you lost to Green State, that's pretty much off the table. If you're going to play for third place, you might as well see Putnam County. That'll make it for an enjoyable night tonight. What do you know about the Midgets, Coach?
I think they're a little down this year. I mean, because they have a new coach and they're young, but I think they're doing a lot of good things this year and have had a lot of really close ball games. I mean, last night they only lost Bashir by 10, was close all the way through, so I think it's going to be an interesting game tonight.
Yeah, 8:30 with the tip time. We had originally scheduled to broadcast that one, but with all the changes in the scheduling and whatnot, we got a Princeton-Mercer doubleheader tonight, championships up at Bethany. We'll have those on KTTN. We're trying to get to some board ops. It's one of the problems in radio, but we are planning on bringing you the Milan boys game against Linn County at 8:30 on Saturday right now. And you're in the same situation I am, Coach. You kind of plan like you're going to play, but you don't know what's going to happen with this snowstorm coming in either.
Yeah, I mean, we've already pushed our games up an hour, and so I know a lot of schools around here have already started canceling schools and canceling events and stuff like that, so I don't know what's going to happen. We'll figure it out here shortly.
So the games tonight are going to start at 4:30 then?
Yes.
Okay.
So 1 hour earlier.
Okay, Buckland-Macon County Girls, Linn County, 4:30. Brashear Putnam boys at 6 and Milan girls are going to play Putnam County at 7:30 tonight. Coach, you get back into GRC play next week. You know, certainly we know that Trenton's going to be its own challenge on Friday night the 18th, but that'll be fun to have a team of that caliber coming into the Den. The trip to South Harrison on Tuesday, that's not the easiest trip from Milan to South Harrison. It'll be a test for the girls against a team that's rebuilding a little bit. Get on a bus, take a lengthy bus ride, and see if they can play well on Tuesday.
Yeah, South Harrison, I think, will be a good matchup for us, and kind of see how we look going back into conference play Friday with Trenton. I mean, I think all the girls are excited about it because, I mean, Trenton's good. They're really good, and they're ranked in the state in 3A, and they're good. It's plain and simple, and I think our girls are like excited about seeing how they match up with them.
Yeah, and we say this all the time. If you get better by playing good teams, I don't know if there's a better team you can find in this neck of the woods than the Trenton girls.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. Trenton's really good, and I mean, if we keep it close and we just play with them, I mean, we don't play with them. I mean, either way, we're going to get some valuable things to come out of it going into district play.
So here's kind of my thought coming out of Monday, and certainly you give all the credit in the world to Brooke and also to Katie for scoring 57 points. That's an unbelievable game, and I know it was a show for the people that were in the stands. When you look back at it, it's kind of, you know, it's a good problem, but to have, but maybe you want to go to the other way too. That would you have been more effective offensively if, say, if Katie gets 30, and then you have another couple of girls that maybe are in that 15 to 20 point category? Or did you end up leaning on Katie a little bit too much in that ball game, looking for scoring, or no?
I mean, I don't think we did. Katie in the fourth quarter kind of just took over, just because that's the IQ and the mentality of Katie. She had the hot hand, so we're trying to get the ball to her a lot more in the fourth quarter, trying to get those easy baskets, trying to get fouls, trying to get the time to stop. I mean, we didn't lean on her so much throughout the game. It's just the fact that we didn't capitalize on easy little shots, putbacks, that kind of stuff. So, like I said, little things are what's beating us.
Yeah, you know, we say this too, and this is what you hinted at earlier in the interview. You scored 86 points against Green City, and you didn't win. So the bottom line is you didn't get enough stops.
Right. I mean, defensively, we kind of got away from priding ourselves on our defense. And so I've been preaching that the last few days, and I think last night we really stepped up and really prided ourselves on what we did and did little things.
Lady Cats against Putnam County tonight. Third place game at 7:30 on KTTN 92.3 FM on Tuesday. It'll be Milan at South Harrison at 6 and KTTN FM 92.3. A week from today, Trenton at Milan. That is the 18th of January, 6 o'clock for the girls' tip-off. Coach Simler, as always, we appreciate the time here on a busy 3-week stretch for Lady Cats basketball. Good luck tonight against Putnam.
Thank you very much.